This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Vern, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing great. I'm with you on Jazz Chisholm, a lifetime 1-for-11 against Seth Lugo. So it's not even as if he knew he was about to feast on the upcoming starting pitcher. Even that dude has his number.
Yeah, it just doesn't. Now, I understand, right? Like, bulletin board material, all of this stuff. If you're Jazz Chisholm, you could have walked through the plaza and no one had said anything to you. No one was going to cheer for you when you came up to bat. No one was going to boo you when you came up to bat. And now you have put all the heat on you. Like, you're not a good enough player to talk this way. Shohei can talk like this. I know Aaron Judge is struggling. He can do this. Jazz Chisholm, why would you make yourself a villain? There was no need to.
He was doing so well. He was doing so well up until the word lucky. If he could just replace that word with almost any word, I think we're all able to digest everything that he was saying to, you know, fire his clubhouse up and exude confidence. And no, we're not worried, even though, as you mentioned, the Royals are now in complete control of this series.
All right, Vern, how would you kind of sum up the first two games of this series? The Yankees, they won game one. The Royals win game two. It felt like both teams had opportunities to maybe be up 2-0 in this series, but it's tied at 1-1 right now. How would you sum up the first two games?
Boy, both teams should feel confident. That's how I would summarize it. If I'm a Royals fan, yeah, I split in New York with nothing from Bobby, nothing from Vinny. Waka didn't see the fifth inning, nor did Cole Reagans. And we took a game in New York and easily could feel as if we could have won both. No, if I'm a Royals fan, like I mentioned, I would feel like I'm in complete control not only of this series, but in complete control of my October fate. But the way that this Royals bullpen is performing, I look around the rest of Major League Baseball, maybe I'm impressed with what I'm seeing out of San Diego. But outside of that, like Michael Garcia said on social media last night, I'm not afraid of nobody. That's how Royals fans should feel coming home from New York. And on the flip side, the Yankees, if I'm a Yankees fan, you know, game one, yeah, it's a one-run victory, but it easily could have been more, as we discussed yesterday. If Giancarlo Stanton could run, that game could have been a blowout. Game one, the Yankees executed better defensively, executed better on the base paths. They earned that game one victory. And yesterday, they had opportunities. Right, runners on in the first. Traffic throughout against Cole Reagans in that game. And, well, you know, you could lay blame at the umpire. You could say, well, Aaron Judge isn't going to miss that many opportunities again. And I would tend to believe that. So, again, my takeaway from the first two games is both teams should feel confident with, you know, Royals know that they have Lugo and Reagans going in this best of three series. And New York, all they need is one, and they know they have their ace on the hill coming up Thursday night with Gerrit Cole. So both teams should feel good.
Vern, it feels to me right now, and maybe this is simplifying it to like a basketball or football way, but it seems like whichever team can get their superstar going, whether it's Aaron Judge or whether it's Bobby Witt Jr., it feels like that's the team that's going to win. Like right now, I don't know if you can consider either team to be the favorite. Like I can give you reasons why the Royals should be the favorite. I can give you reason why the Yankees should be the favorite in this series, but it feels like the difference could be what version of the Royals are they going to get from Bobby Witt Jr.? And same question for the Yankees with Aaron Judge.
Yeah, well, just look at the first two games. It's Royals 9, Yankees 8. Certainly one big swing from Bobby Witt Jr., one big swing from Aaron Judge, of course, would change everything. Because, you know, Juan Soto's, for the most part, given that Yankees ball club, pretty good at bats pretty consistently. Austin Wells, their cleanup hitter's been giving the team pretty good bats pretty consistently. So, yeah, if Aaron Judge breaks out of his postseason funk in this recent skid that he's in, that could be the reason why the Yankees take both games at Kauffman Stadium and there's no need for a Game 5. Now, on the flip side, yeah, Bobby and Vinny, right? I'd put Vinny in there as well, as both of them go 0-for yesterday with 3 punch-outs. You know, listening to Salvi earlier this afternoon, he even acknowledged that maybe they're trying to do a little bit too much. Maybe they're expanding the zone a touch bit too much. And, you know, I thought Bobby did that in one of his plate appearances last night. Vinny maybe did it a little bit more. Vinny also just got his, undressed by Carlos Rodon in the first inning, as basically everybody that Rodon faced in the first inning got the work. But, yeah. Bobby, Aaron Judge, of course, they have all-world talent where they could put the entire American League postseason on their back. They could lead the Royals to the World Series, to the Yankees, to the World Series. I will say this. Bobby's still getting it done in a big way defensively, a pair of big inning-ending double plays. Aaron Judge made a great play on Bobby back in Game 1 defensively. So, although their offensive numbers are leaving a lot to be desired, they're still making an impact on the game, Bobby more so than Judge.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Verner. He is going to be on the show every day as long as the Royals are still alive in the playoffs. Vern, I do want to talk maybe more game-specific stuff tomorrow and just kind of look more big-picture stuff today. I want to kind of talk about J.J. Piccolo and what he's been able to do. I mean, there were two separate times over the course of the last couple of months where the Royals kind of went after something and they got exactly what they needed. Around the deadline, it was clear that the Royals were looking to improve their bullpen. You went out, you got your closer at that time. You got Michael Lorenzen at that time. And a couple of weeks ago, whenever Vinny had his injury, the Royals went out there and picked up Tommy Pham. They also picked up Gurriel and they also got Grossman. JJ's ability to make 4 or 5 moves over the course of the season, and now you're seeing 3 or 4 of those guys help this team and possibly advance to the next round of the postseason. That's a real testament to J.J. Piccolo and his staff and their ability to adjust on the fly.
CDOT, they've overhauled the bullpen twice in a year. Right, the bullpen on opening day was completely different than the bullpen that ended 2023, and the bullpen that we watched yesterday in New York is a almost completely different bullpen than the one that we saw on opening day at Kauffman Stadium. So, no doubt about it, but it's also a reflection of a competitive organization, an aggressive ownership group. I was asked earlier today about the similarities between this run and the run back in 14 and 15, and what's different and why things might feel different. To me, that comes back to the aggressiveness of John Sherman, right? The championship in 2015, the Glass family spent money, right? They were top half of Major League Baseball in 15, 16, and 2017. They no doubt, they spent money, but it was gradual, right? You saw these guys come up and debut in 11, then they grew in 12, then they started to win in 13, and then they did 15, and then they won it all in 15. This team went from 106 losses, ownership threw $110 million at those losses, turned them into winners, and kept throwing money at them, right? Kept bringing in contracts, team-controlled contracts in Hunter Harvey and Lucas Erceg, but also bringing on just additional cash, right? And Tommy Pham and the guys that you mentioned, Gurriel and Robbie Grossman. So I think it's a complete organizational overhaul in how they're going to attack things. I mean, there were so many opportunities, multiple opportunities this season for this team to sit back and say, we've done enough, right? From 106 losses, we have the city excited. We're in the race in August. That's good enough. We don't need to continue to put our foot on the accelerator. And they did. And it's commendable. And it's going to be rewarded, certainly coming up tomorrow night.
Isn't it crazy to think that the Royals are currently, they have a three-game series against the Yankees. They have the home game in two of the three possible remaining games. And in those two games, they are going to pitch two all-star pitchers. Like,
yeah,
it's kind of hard to say that the Royals are the favorite. And I know that's not what Vegas thinks. And I'm looking at a postseason right now that doesn't have a traditional favorite. There isn't that team that we all expect to make it. But I'm looking at the way that the next couple of days could kind of line up. And, you know, if you wanted a chance to kind of see if the Royals could make this October something to remember and something special, it sounds like what is potentially in front of them. I mean, this team has Seth Lugo going tomorrow in a game in which they clearly have the pitching advantage.
Yeah, and you're not afraid of Gerrit Cole in Game 4 after what you saw from him back on Saturday. So the possibility of having, as you mentioned, to open up the hour, Cole Reagan's Game 1 of the ALCS at Kauffman Stadium. I mean, that the fact that that's even a possibility here on the 8th of October is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No one asked for this, right? I mean, C-Dot, you read the text line every single day, and people were excited in April, excited in May. Maybe there were some that came along in June that were like, all right, this team better not blow it. Oh, it better not be old school Royals where they screw it up in the second half. And I never saw anyone say, we better have a home game in the ALCS. I'm expecting to be in the mix for the ALCS. I just can't imagine that this team's realistic possibilities for this team, the fate that they still control. I mean, no one dreamt it wasn't in anyone's wildest dreams for this team to arrive to be in the situation that you just described, a best of three home field advantage, the pitching advantage. And the best player on the field are all wearing Royals uniforms. It's amazing.
So tomorrow we got Clark Schmidt going up against Seth Lugo. Neither team has announced their starters for Thursday. Who do you think it's going to be for the Royals?
Yeah, I would say Waka and Gerrit Cole
Okay. Coming
up on Thursday. And then if there is a Game 5, it would be Cole Reagans against Carlos Rodon. Now, a possibility, something that the Royals could do, they wouldn't announce it until after the game, is, and I don't know if... it would really be all that necessary, would it be necessary? Look at Michael Wacha's numbers again against Aaron Judge. My point was going to be Brady Singer's a guy that is in the bullpen but has never really thrived out of the bullpen. Would it be the craziest idea to let Brady Singer serve as the opener in Game 4 He pitches an inning or two, and then you turn it over to Michael Wacha, who's done everything in the game. And then you ask Wacha to only face Judge and Soto once, maybe twice. But instead of them getting another dose of Michael Wacha right out of the gate a week later, they get their first taste of Brady Singer in quite a while.
That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today. Vern will be in studio, live on location with us tomorrow as we are doing the next 2 days out at Kauffman Stadium. Vern, great stuff, man. Looking forward to talking Royals baseball with you on the day of another Royals home playoff game. And it's been a long time.
It sure has, buddy. I'll see you out there.
Absolutely. That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show. His appearances on The Drive are brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's for you, Royals fans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.